Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us here today is a fine couple out of Hawaii, believe it or not, and it's Russ and Mari Stewart. Welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys getting up. I can't even imagine what time it is right over there. What time is it there in Hawaii?
It is 6 minutes after 4 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, what a commitment. That's great stuff. I appreciate it. Really do. How long have you guys been members now?
About almost 3 years. The end of June when you first came to Hawaii was our first meetup, and that's when we got involved.
That was fun. I liked doing that.
That was really good.
Let's take it back about when you're in the position of starting to think about this stuff. I know that you guys, have had different kinds of jobs, plus you're both pastors, I think, or have been retired from that. I'm not sure exactly, but tell us the story of where you're at when you finally decided you need to do something different financially.
Well, while the time we were the lead pastors, we're still pastoring, but we turned the church over to our son and his wife about 8 years ago. And then, not long after that, we ended up caring for my mom full time. And from the time she was 100 years old to the time she was 104. So that was a full-time job. And so we had to have someone home 24/7. And that usually was Mari. And I would go out and do, whatever errands needed to be done. And as I was driving, I would listen to your radio show. So that's how we got to know who you were.
Great. And what stimulated you? You listen to the show, but there has to be some kind of wants and desires that comes before even listening. I mean, there's some reason you wanted to listen.
Well, actually, we didn't have a desire to listen to the show. I listened to it by accident, and just really, it set off a bell in my head, that said, hey, you're going to be looking for some way to supplement your income now that you're not going to be able to increase your income in the capacity we're at. And so I said, real estate is something we always wanted to do. We just didn't know how to do it. And you presented a whole different concept of real estate that we said, hey, we can do that even at our age.
So we came to Hawaii, and you guys came to the class. What was the most important aha moment that you guys got? I'm going to hear each of you. What just went, aha, that's what I'm missing right there.
I'll answer first. I think for me, it was everything that Russ was saying in realizing that if we didn't do something different, that we were going to stay in the same place. And there was this one part in the presentation with David Fisher that he did this exercise to figure out how much passive income do you have. And when we sat there and did the numbers and we talked amongst ourselves, and he said, could people just throw out numbers? And I immediately knew what those numbers were representing. And I was so embarrassed with what our number was. I nudged Russ and I said, here's our number. Don't say anything. Don't raise your hand. And that was very, very eye-opening. So that, for me, was a real turning point.
That gets a lot of people. The average person doesn't understand that in our country, the average family doesn't earn over 1% on their net worth. So if you've got all this money, whatever it is, whether it's $100,000 or $1 million or $10 million, it's not doing anything for you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if your money doesn't work for you, then you've got to work for your money. So that's a giant aha moment to realize, hey, we've got to put these dollars to work for us. Russ, how about you? What was your aha moment?
The whole concept of permanent, ongoing passive income was the thing that got me, because, you know, I just learned when I was really young that, you know, if you're late for something, you have to run. And, you know, at our age, at my age anyway, you know, I was saying, man, you know, how can I ever develop residual income an ability to retire, you know, in the short number of years that I have left to actually work on it. And, you know, it just made so much sense to me to see how this was done and that we could do it in 5 years.
So I bring up this concept that we started touting when we went national out of Texas. We started going everywhere. And that was live where you want and, you know, invest where you should. So that made it possible for a lot of folks like yourselves, you know, that live in a place where the real estate's so expensive. I love the story about your kids coming to you and saying, we've got to leave. You want to tell that story?
Sure. It was, I was actually driving one of, well, our grandchildren, we help be the chauffeur sometimes to take them to lessons. And our then 12-year-old said, hey, Nan, I just want to tell you, I've just realized that when I graduate, I'm going to have to move away. And I was said, you know, Eli, what? Why is that? And he said, I'm not going to be able to afford to live here, so I'm going to have to move away. And it just broke my heart, because we love that they live within 5 minutes of us, and we get to see all five of our grandchildren on a regular basis. And that was a real turning point for me, that I said, we have to find a way. We own our home, but how are we going to help them find a way to be able to stay in Hawaii? Because we would love to stay as a family in one place if they wanted to. And we've since then started investing in single family homes and have given our first three grandchildren their in name owners with us on the homes that we have purchased. So we have two more we want to get for the last two grandchildren to help springboard them into multiplying that into passive income for them, so they can stay in Hawaii if they want to.
Yeah, you know, that's really a neat thing. I've seen a lot of parents that help their kids when they're young by starting them out in the business. You know, obviously they can't do it by themselves. They don't have the money. They don't have the credit, whatever. But getting them started so the kids understand that they're building wealth that way, and then that many times leads them into a lifetime of change. You know, they start seeing the world from a different point of view. Have your children got into lifestyles yet?
Oh, absolutely. The weekend that we were with you 2 years ago, you talked about legacy, you talked about family, and we knew instantly when the offer was given to have our children become a part of it. We finished, I think it was the Saturday class, and we got on the phone with them because we were staying at the hotel where you were presenting. And we wrote to both of them and just, we text both of them and said, look, we can't explain everything we're hearing, but our hearts are bursting with excitement and anticipation of being able to share this with you and to grow this with you. And we would love to help get you involved in what we're doing. And we weren't sure where they were at, but literally within 15 seconds, they both text back and said that they would be so grateful and that the answer was yes. And so we got involved, all of us together as a family that day.
I want to shift the conversation over. Have you guys ever been to Expo? We've got another one coming up, right? May 7th through 10th.
Yes, we have been to the two that we could go to since we've been involved, and it's been amazing.
What caught your attention there? To me, there's so many things that are neat about the Expo. I just wondered which ones really caught your attention and impressed you.
Oh, yeah, so many things. But for me, it was just the volume of education that we got in those few days. That was number one. Couldn't write fast enough. Loved everything that was done, and especially the road shows. We've gone both times. We made sure we went on the 2-day road shows, and those are life changing.
Yeah, I really love the bus tours. That's where I really get down to the brass tacks and get in the dirt with people, yes, and show them what's really going on in this business, which is really fun and exciting to do. So you guys came all the way out from Hawaii. That's pretty nice.
We did.
I like that. I know I've gone all the way out to meet you in Hawaii, and now you guys come out and meet us. So that's kind of interesting. Were you surprised how many people from all over the country there were?
Oh, absolutely. And the relationships you make, hearing their stories, asking people why they came, how they got involved, and how long they've been involved, it was so inspiring.
Were you surprised how open people were about money?
Oh, yes, very much so. Everybody wanted to share what they have learned, what it has done for them. Any question we asked, there were so many people willing to answer. And that's very unusual, because so often people hold their cards close to their chest, right? And they don't want to share how they're becoming successful. And that really helped us learn so much just from talking to people.
That little point right there, Mari, is exactly why I started Lifestyles Unlimited. People just won't tell. The rich people won't tell the middle class people what they do to get rich. It just, nope. Not going to tell you. I'll tell my kids, but I don't want you competing with my kids, type thing. Russ, you had something you were going to say about the expo. What was exciting to you about it?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been network marketers for a long time, and you know, we were very successful as we did it. But you know, the passive income was temporary, and so we made lots of money, and then we didn't make any. You know, so. We were used to going to conventions and expos, and, you know, we love, again, you know, the learning aspect. But for me, even more so than the learning was the meeting people, meeting the mentors face-to-face, meeting the different vendors, being able to talk to them and find out how, you know, everything worked on the inside. And they were just so open. You know, just getting to know all of the passives that we wanted to deal with, and get them to know us, because we, you know, being so far away, we don't have the opportunity to, just, you know, drive over to another, city to meet the mentors and, or the passives. And, it was just, you know, mind blowing.
So you guys, I believe I've read in your bio that you are in 11 passive deals now.
Not quite yet. We just got involved in one more. So we're at eight passive deals.
Eight
passive deals. But if you had asked us 2.5 years ago if we would be that far along in growing our business through all of the knowledge that we've got through Lifestyles Unlimited, I don't believe my belief system was that big.
If you're in passive, then I'm sure that you went to the event where we had the room set up for networking with lead investors who had syndicated deals available.
Oh, yes.
Did you go to that?
Oh, we did. Yes, we went to everything.
Did it blow your mind when you walked in? There was 250 people that had tables, and then hundreds of others that didn't have tables. There was thousands of people at that event. Did that blow your mind, seeing all those different leads out there available right this minute?
Oh, it did. And we kind of heard that was like the speed dating thing. So we went in with a plan. We studied the passives. We knew who we wanted to try to meet first. But we could barely get there because there were so many thousands of people in there. But we determined and we made it, and we've learned so much about people, and we're just really excited to meet the passives face to face.
What else about the expo did you guys enjoy the most? Let me see how much time we have here. We have about a minute and a half left. What other things in the expo really caught your attention?
Let's see. It's overwhelming to even think back to that. I looked at it from initially, because Russ was saying, you know, we used to go to a lot of conventions, just the excellence in which everything was run from the first time we stepped into the hall, the greeters, the people who tell us where to go, the way it was organized, that we could look at the different classes. We actually sat in our room with the schedule that was put out for us and strategized where we would go. And there were so many classes that we wanted to go to, that there were on quite a few of them. We strategized and split up. So Russ went to some and I went to some and said, you know, take good notes. We paid attention that there were certain ones that were going to be recorded that we could go back and listen to them. And so I would say that about the expo, but it really is the whole thing that Russ was saying. It's about relationship. It's about people. It's about not just what you're taught, but what you catch, you know. And what we caught was the excitement of knowing that we could do this.
All right, well, we're going to take a break right there. And if you want to go to the Expo, text the word Expo to 88007. That's Expo to 88007. We'll be right back with Russ and Mari Stewart.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Russ and Mari Stewart out of Hawaii. Guys, take a sidestep here for a second. One of the things that we've done at Lifestyles is we've created ambassadors all over the country so that there could be groups. I mean, the Expo is a great thing to go to get to meet everybody all at one time in a short period of time. And by the way, if you're just turning in, the Expo is coming up again May 7th through 10th. And you need to get your reservations in if you want to get on the bus tour, because there's only a few seats left on that. And there's only a few hotel rooms left in our block of discounted hotel rooms. Just text the word EXPO to 88007, and it will come up for you. When I was out there, though, we had Ambassador in Hawaii. Do you meet with people in Hawaii very often?
Yes, we meet monthly. We have a live meetup every month, and we do a Zoom call every month that we have leads who are available, who will come and share with the people in Hawaii. And it's been growing. We were just saying that the Hawaii LU over here we call Ohana, which means family, is just growing month after month. It's been incredible.
I was out there, I think, last year, and they took me to a park over by Pearl Harbor. And we had quite a large group of people show up.
Yeah, I think that was a... it's actually been almost 3 years ago, I think, that that took place. Time does fly. Yeah,
boy, it does.
So we meet indoors now. We're civilized.
That's funny. Okay, so we've graduated to indoors. Okay,
yeah,
that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah, and
success
and
overcomes.
It's different over here too. Because, you know, like on the mainland, you can drive from one town to another town and meet with people, you know, that are 20 miles away or, you know, 50 miles away. Over here, you go 20 miles, it's across the ocean to another island. And so when people are on the other islands as ambassadors, we'd have to get on a plane, rent a car on the other side and set up a meeting over there and then come back. So fortunately... Mari retired from the airlines, so you know we can fly for free. So that helps us as ambassadors.
So are there actually ambassadors on other islands? I thought just the main Oahu Island was the one where everybody was at. But is there people in the other islands also Lifestyles members?
There are. We have members on Maui. We have members on the Big Island, and we just welcomed a brand new member from the island of Kauai at our last Zoom call. And so we're so excited to see that it's reaching out, it's spreading, that people are hearing about it. They tune into the radio show and they hear about it. They call into the office and we get a call from the office saying, hey, there's somebody who called in. Can you reach out to them? And, you know, the ambassador team just immediately contacts them. And so if we can't fly over there right away, we at least get them in on the Zoom call so we get to meet them. And
gotcha.
It's been great.
Yep. I thought that was neat, really, because there is a lot to do about touch and feel. to build your confidence in this business and
sure.
to meet other people and to have other people confirm that it worked for them and it's not a scam mm-hmm. and the whole bit. I mean, but I think there's a lot to that.
We just got a text yesterday that there was a couple that got involved and hadn't really done so much. We're a little bit about being concerned and procrastinating and said, we're doing it. We're doing two single family homes, and hearing those success stories here in Hawaii is big. So, yeah, we appreciate
that.
Have
you guys been listening to the classes I've been putting on two Wednesdays a month now, the continuing education for
Yes, we've tuned
members.
Into some of them. Mm-hmm. They're excellent.
Because they're very up to date. In fact, this week we've got some really exciting stuff I'm going to be going over. When the next one we have will have deals. We've been doing deals. All of a sudden, deals are all over the place again, and some good deals.
Yeah.
So we'll cover some mm-hmm. of that stuff then. I kind of like it. So let's talk about this. When you decided you were going to go passive in these eight passive deals, mm-hmm. how did you go about it? What were you looking for? Were you looking for the horse or the jockey? What I mean by that, for those who are new out there, I mean, are you looking for the person putting the deal together and trusting that person? Or are you looking on how good the deal is, whether or not you want to get into it? What did you guys think about that?
Well, for us, it was kind of both. You know, we wanted, first of all, a good operator, somebody that we knew would work and build the project really quick and see it through, and had good plans to bring up the quality of the development that he was doing, or he or she were doing. And the second thing is, again, you know, because of where we are in our station of life, we were looking for someone who was wanting to, you know, exit the project in 5 years or so, 5 to 7 years. We weren't looking for something that was 10 or more years away from completion.
I understand that. So have you had any of them turn on you yet, complete and get and turn over?
No, not yet. But we have all of them are paying. Pretty much on a regular basis, monthly. So, you know, we're real happy with that. Mari
okay.
knows better on the numbers.
he meant quarterly. But, yes, we are working with some of just the greatest people. And I want to bounce back to the expo. Really, it was that event where we get to walk through and meet the passive, talk to them, get to know them face to face, is what really helped develop the confidence. We could walk away going, wow, these are people that if a deal comes up, we'd really like to look at it. And I think every single person that we're involved with now, with the exception of one because we just hadn't met them, were people that we had met at the expo face-to-face. So that was very
okay.
important in getting to know them.
Let's talk about types of deals. Did you pick all the same types, or did you diversify in types of deals?
We diversified, not just in location, but types of deals, with the exit strategies on some of them being in the 3 to 5 year range. Some of it just as far as the investment amount, it depended upon what they were allowing as the buy-in. So we also with leads, we looked into, we were taught by the mentors, don't neglect aspiring leads. They're great people who are going to work hard, find great deals. And so we're involved with both aspiring leads and experienced leads. And we're so grateful to them. We see how hard they work. And the monthly reports that we get, reading through those and knowing what it takes to run a deal. But, you know, all of that, none of that would be in our lives. We were real estate ignorant. And to be able to even speak with you about this like this, it's kind of mind blowing for me because it's only been 2.5 years, and what Lifestyles Training has been able to invest in us, and that we've turned around and invested in the training and continue to learn and learn and learn. It's moving our dream faster than I could ever imagined.
Well, that's good to hear that you're able to move at a pace. One of the things that I always worry about is people think that they're so behind the ball because they're starting later in life that they need to rush into things, and they invest in bad deals because they're too much of a hurry. So I'm always a little worried about
right.
that. But I understand there's that I've got to catch up thought, but really the truth of the matter is you really don't have to catch up because nobody's really rich and retired anyway out there unless they did something crazy like I did, like buy real estate when you're 30 years old, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a set of goals that you really are aspiring to at this point?
Well, I'd like to bounce back just real quickly to, you know, to the training that you have and, you know, in talking about the goals, because there were so many things that were brought up in that training that made me go, oh, my goodness, where are we headed or where are we not headed if we don't do something different? And, you know, as a pastor and a retired flight attendant, I'm also a home birth midwife. And I just came up with a really simple concept for my brain because, again, I had zero real estate investment background. And I just said, you know, if every dollar we deploy just has a baby, we'll do great. And have each of those dollars that have babies have another baby. And I said, some of them can have twins. But that's the trajectory I'm on, is just to see us begin to double what we first invest and then see that double. And if we just keep moving in that direction, then we'll be able to understand that generational wealth. We'll be able to pass it along. We'll be able to help other people pass it along and just keep it simple. So that's the direction I'm headed. Every dollar is going to have a baby.
One of the points that I think was in your bio somewhere, I think maybe Russ brought this up, but it's a very relevant point, and that is, you know, when you're out there and you're working and you're saving, when you had your, you know, your church or whatever it is you did for your source of income, you were able to save a certain amount of money. You live frugally, right? Well, once you start investing, you don't really change that frugal way of life until you get really, really rich, which doesn't happen right away unless you happen to have a lot of money to start with. So you're already rich. So it's irrelevant. It just doesn't happen. So if you maintain that frugal way of lifestyle and you transition over to passive income, there's still money to save and there's still money to buy more real estate with. And so this becomes an exponential growth process. As long as you don't eat your seed corn, as some of our people call it, you know, you don't get rid of that. You just keep growing and growing and growing. And then at some point you have more and more and more money, not just, okay, we got there as a goal, but what you just mentioned, Mari, and I'm just expounding on it a little further than you did, is that not only do you get somewhere, you continue to grow that. And, you know, at some point you create a family office. At some point you might even create a trust and, you know, you bring your family into it. That's what the wealthy people do. They start out like you're starting out, and then they get wealthy and they just put it inside a trust. And they don't let the kids suck it dry either. You follow what I'm saying? Money's there. The investments can continue to grow. But the kids get a little bit and the grandkids get a little bit, but nobody sucks the whole thing dry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and one of the things that for us is really important is our capacity and our ability to be able to give resources to help other people. You know, we were, you know, very much into missions, plus, you know, helping people here that need help. And, you know, when we gave up our position as the lead pastors, we realized that our income would basically be static. Maybe probably for the rest of our lives. And, you know, nothing is static really because of, you know, the way that the economy is going.
Inflation. You're talking about inflation is what you're trying to get out there. Inflation, nothing static because of inflation.
Yeah, so it lowers our ability to give. And so we wanted some way to increase that and continue to increase that because that's a real joy in our life. And so, you know, real estate and diversifying, getting passive income really gives us that ability to do that and look forward to constant increase.
So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, guys. And I'm going to give you one of my favorite stories in life and just sort of drop it in your lap because I'm sure you've heard the story somewhere before. You know, in life, we're given talents, things we can do. Abilities, and then we're given money, which is considered talents. If you go back to the old days in the Bible, they have the story about the kids, the three kids, the father leaving and leaving money with the three kids, and they called it leaving the talents. They left them the talents. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, definitely. So one was given 10 talents, one was given 5, one was given 1. And each one of those talents is worth about $1 million, by the way.
Okay. And so what did they do with it? That's the interesting part of the story is then when they came back, the kid that did the most with their talents was given all the talents, if I remember the story right. And the father rebuked the one that did nothing with him. You wasted my talents, right? Mm-hmm. And the second one I think one of them lost some of the talents. I think the other one did nothing with the talents, and the last guy invested and became wealthy with the talents. Is that close to the story?
Mm-hmm. Pretty close. It was actually, these are three workers, and their boss gave them the talents, and one of the guys was afraid to lose it, so he buried it. And the other two invested theirs and doubled it. And when the master came back to see what they had done, he said to the one that buried it, you know, and the guy was proud. He said, you know, hey, I'm giving you back what you gave me. And he says, you know, you're a wicked servant. You didn't increase what I gave you at all. And then he took it away and gave it to the guy who invested the most, the guy with 10 talents. And, you know, so I remember you telling that story so many times. And I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And that's part of the reason why we got into lifestyles, because I listened to the biblical principles that you were operating by, whether, you know, you knew it or not. You know, they were biblical principles. And I said, yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. They, you know, it all does boil down to some really, well, biblical principles. And for people that don't want to go biblical, we'll call them common sense principles. Although common sense is probably the least common thing on this earth these days. Guys, thanks for getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I really appreciate it. And the rest of you out there, remember this. Expo, May 7th and 10th. Text the word EXPO to 88007. We'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.